The Sentai Review, Episode 55, Goggle V, Mecha. Welcome back to Wednesday Sentai Review. It is time to talk about more robots. But this time, it's a special kind of robot. This is a special kind of robot that gets into your heart and makes you coo and caw and things like that. Because the people piloting it are wearing baby bibs.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Why the hell am I in this episode, Shane? I hate you with such a burning passion. Like 10,000 suns exploding upon each other. Does not amount the amount of rage that this, I have at you.
This, I believe, is Goggle V, or Goggle 5, robot, which would be our Baby Bib Rangers nursemaid or something.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing right now out the gate. If I had to compare this and rate this compared to the Rangers piloting it, this thing gets a 10. Stupid baby bib rangers.
Okay,
V.
Nick, go ahead and describe the sword. First off, the shield. Imagine the RX-78-2 from Gundam, but the shield is not red. It's like black with an outline of like a silvery gray.
And it's got and
it has a big giant V and
a star over the V.
And the background is black, and that's essentially what he has. It's like that giant tower shield that the RX-78 was toting around.
I'm just trying to figure out why there's, like, weird key-looking things on the hilt of the sword.
Because Kingdom Hearts? I don't know.
Those are pacifiers.
Maybe they are. Who knows?
Those are pacifiers.
Yeah. Seeing as how the microphones no longer pick up the disembodied
voice,
he said that maybe they're pacifiers.
Let's see. Well, it's got a... handguard with, like, an upside-down V-looking thing on it. It's kind of hard because it's all bright and shiny.
Piece of the Triforce.
Shut up. Shut up, disembodied voice. I know people can't hear you as well anymore, but shut up. It's not a piece of Triforce. Let's see. It looks like a sword. It's basically the best way to put it. It's like glowing. A standard sword with a weird... hand guard on it.
I was gonna say, I'm not digging his hand guard.
Yeah, that's the part I've been trying to figure out, because it looks like there's, like, a tree on it for some odd reason. It's like,
maybe the hand guard's for punching while holding it.
Babies love Christmas.
Honestly, it would probably work better if the sword was a chainsaw. Then the hand guard would make sense.
Otherwise, he's like this... he has, like, a friggin' rocket ship head... and his arms remind me of the Gims from the original Gundam. And then his body cavity is really awkward to me. He's got like a big, puffy, rounded chest that goes into like this weird... his lower body frame looks a lot like Gim from the Gundam series. And then I can't really see his legs yet, so we're going to next. That didn't help at all.
I can't help with your rocket helmet theory.
But there's his rocket head, see?
Another V with a star on his chest thing.
Dude's just sitting there, it's like, yeah, I got a rocket head. Yeah, I'm just going to smirk.
Oh, now I can see his truck legs.
This is definitely...
He's like a construction Zord from the Caterpillar Yard or something?
Wait a minute.
That's a baby bus.
Does that say Goggle Tank on the back? That freaking says Goggle Tank on the back.
I don't know. It does say Goggle Tank.
Work that well with
Says it on the side. Yeah. Says something goggle. Dead.
Goggle dump.
Why does his legs say goggle dump?
Wow. I think they put one too many G's and not one too few O's in there.
Actually, Shane, you can't. He's not really a main on this episode, but he did just point this out. I think he's right. Might it's be because a dump truck? That's a dump truck. His legs are a dump truck.
Let's go next.
Next.
I think I'm going to have to steal Mike's catchphrase for this episode.
I'm dying
again,
on the inside.
Again, sword lights up, make a circle, cut a bad guy.
With lightning.
Again.
With lightning. He's got zappy stuff in the back.
Oh, look, he has a chain so he can tie you up if you're within 5 feet. Shane likes those kind of weapons.
Oh, and it shoots this weird thing out of its hand. It's that weird little spiky glaive-looking thingy.
And does his pelvic thrust have, like, an antenna down there on the lower left?
No, see, that's the awkward boner shield.
Boner shield.
Yeah, it's got the awkward boner shield. It's just holding it right in front of its crotch to be like, no,
on this new,
I don't get a boner.
On this new picture, I have to take back one of the things I said. Miniaturize the Gundam shield, and then it's right, because it's too small.
Yeah, because the Gundam shield was freaking huge.
Yeah, it was like a tower shield. He could defend his person with it.
This is like a buckler, maybe.
Yeah, that's actually kind of what I was going to say. It looks like it's a tiny-ass buckler.
It almost looks like it should just be a punch shield.
He wants a hug.
Yeah, here's
a shame.
Here's the Robo in person. Well, this is what we're going to get.
No.
Technically, it's the robo on a person, but
it wants a hug.
Anyway,
it's not getting a hug.
Next,
what see the... that looks cooler than all the other ones, and this is just a concept art. This is what looks like it should be like Voltron or something.
Next,
oh, you skipped one.
There we go.
Come on, guy.
It's the Master Sword.
I'm still not digging this sword.
A bastard sword more than a master
sword. Yeah, now it's looking more like it's a
cutlass.
Cutlass, yeah, like a pirate cutlass.
Except it's not curved like a cutlass.
Yeah, exactly.
What do they call that? Like a glide or glade or whatever?
A gladius? No.
Not a gladius.
A glaive.
A glaive is.
No, a glaive is
wrong.
There's two different versions of glaive. One's a pole arm, and one's more like
okay,
a
okay, so what is this? Because
stabby
this is not an
weapon.
Epi.
No, that's definitely not an epi.
But the hilt is designed like an epi.
Yeah, it's like a bastardized sword is basically what it is. Not a bastard sword. It's bastardized.
Yeah.
It's like trying to fuse two different kinds of weapon into one, and it's not looking good.
No, it's been done throughout history. It's fine.
And
next.
It never looks good. Oh, look,
oh,
it's
Gundam
got a Gundam hammer.
Hammer!
Except he's rolling a D20.
It does look like a D20.
And more like a D12.
Yeah.
It still looks like shit.
It looks like he's carrying his lunchbox on a chain like the other guys, like the monsters, are going to take his fucking lunch money.
No!
Give me your milk money!
Please
no,
don't
fine.
Take my PB&J sandwich!
Next.
I only have one pudding cup!
Ah! Sunlight!
Yay, beam of light from right off the side of his ass! Okay!
Next.
That's the end of it.
Look, we're back. Wow.
This is a quick one.
Well, it always is. It's the reason we do a subject at the end of each of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we are,
I haven't been
around.
We're
rating.
Huh?
We're rating.
Oh.
That was it. We've been through the pictures. It's time to rate.
It's 1.5.
No, Shane, these guys do not deserve a 5.
They get a 1.5.
No.
Wait, hold on a second. Wait. What did we give the Baby Bib Rangers?
Technically, if I remember correctly, the Baby Bib Rangers ranked the lowest on the scale. The Baby Bib Rangers came in at a 0.8.
I give the robot a 1.5.
They beat out
because
the 2016 guys only because Jason thought that we rated on a scale of 10 and not 5.
I'm going to let you know this right now.
Otherwise,
this thing gets a
1.5
only because this thing is still vastly superior looking than the Rangers piloting it. That's it. So yeah, who's
not,
up next?
I'm not digging this. Give him a one.
Hold on, I had a derp moment and I forgot the calculator.
You're at 2.5 right now.
Yeah, I know. Shit.
I think that's what we're both thinking.
Do you really want to rate these guys, Shane? Because I can add your score if you want. You want to give them a one? Okay, Shane's going to give these guys a one.
I guess I'm the only super not hater.
No, I'm going to be kind. I'm going to give these guys a two, because the only thing that really looks retarded is the weapons. Like, otherwise, the fact that it looks like it's a dump truck and an airplane come together, like, the Zord looks like it fits, kind of. The keyword is kind of. Now, I'm not saying it's amazing, but it's not exactly, like, ridiculously retarded like you guys are making it out to be.
So
again, just because the weapons look like shit doesn't mean that this thing is terrible.
So basically, if you want to see, according to Seth, if you want to see what happens when a dump truck and an airplane bump uglies and make a baby,
that will be
check
this.
Out the Baby Bib Rangers mega thingy.
Again, we've seen way worse shit, and we've only been like, what, this is the fifth robo? And we've already seen worse? Just saying.
I'm giving the robo a 2.
See, I'm not the only one with
I guess I'm the mid-range hater.
Yeah. Okay. Then
I don't like this thing.
Bill's full of hater aid, so it's okay.
So anyways, we were requested on our topic for this evening, because as soon as we get the score here, we're moving 1. To our topic. 5. Okay, 1.5. This guy gets a 1.5. So, our topic today, as requested once again by the same individual that requested the last topic, which I'm
Thank
fine
you,
with
Noel.
That. If you've got all kinds of topics, please run them in. I believe this man's name is...
Noel. I looked it up last night.
Cool. Noel. I talk to so many people now across Google and everything that sometimes my mind kind of messes up. But I've been talking to him, too, lately, and shooting ideas back and forth. And recently, one of the ones that he really enjoyed, if anybody's missing it, you guys got to go check out the Ranger Season 1 Volume 1 discussion. That turned out, that was an awesome...
Don't check my history. Alpha, set the viewing globe for Kimberly's bathroom.
Yeah, like, that's... That's one you gotta see. He loved that.
And a thumbs up from Shane.
But he wants to know, what was our favorite theme in the Rangers so far? And what theme would we like to see them try?
Honestly, the favorite theme I've had so far was probably the Space Pirates. Or the train. It's kind of tied, because Space Pirates are sweet, but Concession Bot is hilarious.
I think Shane wants to add, so go ahead and pass your mic over to Shane.
Here, Shane, you'll have to speak up, because I actually have a booming voice.
I would have to say the Space Pirates or the Time Force Rangers. You know, Time Travelers, kind of like that theme. The dinosaurs were used multiple times. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Kind of mentality there. But those are probably one of my favorite ones.
Okay, so we got Shane's liking space and time. Nick likes space and train.
Well,
pirates.
Space pirates. Gotta make sure you say Space Pirates, because they've done a lot of stuff in space.
That's true.
I like the pirates.
Arrgh.
Yar har, mother brother.
I'm definitely going with the dinos. Because, like everybody else, I fell in love with the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Loved the Dino Thunder, even though it was kind of Disney-fied. But I also like the In Space part, too.
I'm having troubles, because they've had multiple good ones. Like, they've already said, like, the dinos keep recurring for a reason. It's a decent theme that keeps working. Plus, at the same time, the space pirates, like Nick said, like, those dudes actually looked amazing. Like, they worked. Same thing with the train guys. The train theme actually worked. So, it's like, there's just too many of them that look good. Like, I don't know. It's too tough to call for those. Like, it's literally a three-way tie.
Man, I feel like a putz when I say Dino, but I have... He's right. It's what we grew up on. It's what we know. It's what we kind of expect. And then when the other ones start showing up, we're okay with them. But like, okay, I look at Zio and I think it's some sort of Egyptian theme, the best way I could say it. No, my favorite Ranger comes from them. I don't really care for them. And I like the Dino thing. If I wanted to see them try something, I'll go ahead and say Dino, but here's the thing. If I wanted to see them try something, because that was the second part of his question, the theme I would most want to see is dragons. Every Zord a dragon. No, I have two things, two possibilities. One, dragons. The whole team has dragon Zord-esque things, and they all wear a certain kind of dragon-esque Ranger suit. The next thing I would like to see is kaiju. One guy is Godzilla Ranger. One guy is Bagon Ranger. One guy is Mothra Ranger. I would love to see them play with a classic kaiju theme where they're literally getting their powers from famous kaiju. Like one would be King Kong.
I was actually just about to say, so giant monkey ranger?
Yeah, there would be like giant King Kong-esque ranger, giant Godzilla-esque ranger type of thing. Like kaiju. I would love to see them play with the idea that the ranger's powers are being distilled from monsters of the past.
That'd be pretty sweet. I can get behind that stuff.
Do you have a theme to add that you'd like to see them try?
No, they've kind of tried most of the ones I've thought would have been kind of neat, and they didn't really work well. It's like, let's go with Magic Rangers. No, that didn't work. All right, how about Ninja? Nope, that wasn't that great either.
Oh, look!
Samurai guys? Oh, hell no. So, dragons would be kind of cool. Kaiju would be kind of cool. So, I really don't have much to add, sadly.
Penguin Rangers.
That's Penguin Rangers, sure. I'll agree with the disembodied voice. Just a bunch of tuxedo rangers.
I got maybe two. Maybe. One is for them to bring over the train rangers to Power Rangers.
No, but he wants you to pick your own theme.
I know.
Oh, God.
Pooping rangers?
Hold on, I think I got this. Don't tell me.
There's no
wrestling rangers.
If I did that, that'd be three. But comic books.
So superhero rangers.
Yeah.
But aren't they already superheroes?
They are.
Just Japanese equivalent?
But have it be like have them based off like off-brand comics.
Yeah, because if they had Superman Ranger, the entire series would be over. It'd be like,
so Bat Ranger?
It's morphin' time! Superman! Bam! Bromp!
I like how he's definitely like a New Yorker. Superman!
when he morphs.
Well,
he
technically,
has to do that.
Metropolis is like freaking New York, isn't it?
As far as I'm concerned, I've heard a lot of people argue with me on that, but I know that Gotham was based on Chicago. Even though Chicago exists in their universe, which confuses me even more, and Metropolis, without a doubt, is based on New York because it even has a Manhattan Island type of structure to it.
So does Gotham, though, because it's got Arkham Island.
Arkham's not an island.
It's in some parts they have it as an island. Yeah, it's weird because everybody's like, well, it's... Everybody has said that...
Yeah, he drives the Batmobile to Arkham. It can't be an island.
You do realize Manhattan... is an island has bridges to it. Arkham has bridges to it.
I'm telling you, Arkham is not an island. It's connected to the city.
Yeah. I don't know. There are just so many weird things with Gotham.
The last movie that came out.
Because with the movies,
I know the
it's
movie
Manhattan.
The movie that came out, they raised the bridges. in the books that I remember, it was just in the city. And even in the New Gotham show, it's just in the city. It's not an island.
Isn't it on the
it's not like Rikers. In fact, in Metropolis, there's a Rikers Island.
Isn't Arkham on the outskirts of Gotham?
Yes.
Seth?
You know what's sad? Is I can't think of anything for the Rangers. But for the villains, I would actually love to see them try to go through...
like the Universal Monsters. Think about it. You could actually have the Power Rangers fighting against, like, the Mummy, or frickin' Wolfman, or a Frankenstein monster, or just, like, crazy stuff like that. So far, they've been trying to come up with original stuff, and the original stuff looks decent, but... I don't know. Like, I feel like if they were to try something like that, it might actually look pretty cool.
FYI, for all of our poor headphone viewers, we are sorry for exploding your eardrums. Bill forgot to plug in a thing while we were doing sound checks.
Shut it. That's only the second time that's happened.
God damn it, Bill. This is why we shouldn't be filming at 7 o'clock
in
the morning.
The system is a bit of a pain in the ass for those that just realized the sound quality changed. Here's what goes on. First off, we have to plug in all the equipment, and then you have to test it. While the equipment's plugged in, the speakers go dead. So the only way to test it is to unplug it to hear the sound checks that you did at the start of the day. Then you turn that off, and the way that we're filming early and everything, sometimes we just start going into it. And so we were just recording off of the computer mic, which is how we used to record, so the sound quality will be fine. But then literally, just now, 2 minutes ago, we jumped to mics. So it's going to be weird when we go from original quality to new quality without any form of warning. I think it's even mid-sentence warning. While somebody's talking.
No, yeah. It was while Seth was talking. You were just talking. Like, all discreetly, just like...
Yeah, I
and
was
then you
like...
Were like you didn't see
Nick was kind of looking at me for a second, and I looked down and seen it.
Yeah, because I'm looking at Nick like, what the fuck is going on?
And he didn't realize it, and I, like, reached over and was like, move the remote and plug the mics in and then put the remote back. And Nick was, like, looking, like, trying to figure out what I'd done, and he was looking all over the computer, and he's looking at me like, what was he doing? And I was like, you didn't see nothing.
And then so I followed the cord back to the soundboard.
That would actually explain the reason why it is that my spikes were low as shit. It's because you are in front of me, which is in front of the computer, so it wasn't allowed to hear me because your fat ass is in front of me.
Yeah, because now you're spiking left and right.
Jackass.
Awesome. Like, Bill spike, right when he was, like, eating his mic right there, he was like, eh. You were like, brah.
Jackass.
Ass check.
A herpa derpa?
Now that that's done, so far we've come up with Kaiju Rangers, Dragon Rangers,
Penguin Rangers.
Penguin Rangers.
I guess nothing. I'll go with the Wrestling Rangers. Go ahead.
Wrestle Rangers.
Wrestling Rangers. Because Superman Rangers seems like a bad idea.
Motherfucking Triple H Zord.
No, the quadruple H.
Oh. They call me Quad. I get broken all the time.
So wait, would the Stone Cold Ranger just be drinking beer all the time?
He's drinking not very beer helpful. And flipping.
Wait.
He would be drinking beer and flipping off the monsters.
Wait. And the Rock Ranger would be sitting there making a fine 5-course meal for everybody, right?
And raising an eyebrow.
Because that's what he's cooking.
And raising an eyebrow.
Yeah, yep. And raising
eyebrow. While raising an eyebrow. He'd just stare at him with one eyebrow raised while he's cooking this delicious five-course meal.
The finishing move is the sweet chin music. But when they do it, they fail.
Nobody can hear him.
Hold on.
He's over there talking in the corner like they can.
The sweet chin music could be the finishing move, but as they're halfway through it, they fall on their elbow.
But kick their shin instead.
It would be hilarious.
Sweet shin music.
So wait, would the villain for that be Vince McMahon?
Sure.
Hey, see, I don't even watch wrestling anymore, but I could still come up with an entire storyline for these Rangers.
Technically, the villain would be the writing staff.
Ooh.
Oh, that'd be great. Because then they would just be like, oh, you guys want to beat us today? Scribble that out. Mm, we win. For reasons.
Yeah.
Ref just threw you out. And they just have a bunch of ref monsters.
Actually, if the creative team was the bad guys, we'd be pulling a bit of Big Bad Billboards by creating the monsters.
Yeah, that's true.
I also wouldn't be against, you know what I wouldn't be against? If there was, say, a team that got their powers through a D&D type system.
I'm down with that one.
Like they were D&D kids, and then tragedy happened, and their stories were, like, somehow, because we've had imagination type rangers, like the Train Rangers somehow operate through their imaginations, and it would be interesting to see, like, the Night Ranger and the Magic Ranger, like a Mage Ranger, a Healing Ranger that actually puts up shields, protects the team, heals the party. So then there's a reason for why when they get hit and sparks and black spot on the suit
and then the
goes away.
Camera changes. It's like the healer took care of us, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I would
so
be down with
that one's,
this.
That one
so
I will take.
So long as it's like legit D&D where monks are supposed to be female.
No, because paladins are quote unquote female in the rule books too, but they're
But a monk gets more powerful the more naked it gets.
Oh my god!
No, that's Final Fantasy monk. That's not D&D monk.
Damn it!
D&D monk just gets more and more broke the more experience it gains, because at level 20 it becomes an extraplanar being.
Yep.
Who's immune to all disease and can punch mountains and destroy them.
Yeah,
monk.
I would definitely be into the whole idea there. That would be fine. If there was like a D&D type system.
So the penguin joke is now gone. I will actually replace it with the D&D bit.
So that's where we are with this episode. So I think we are done here. We will be moving on to another Sentai review next Wednesday. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out fandomnight.com. At fandomnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to fandomnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.